With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Real talk. Right? What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to you can sip with us.
Nice job.
I put a little extra in that one today. Mm-hmm, did you feel it?
Yeah, I felt it. It came through. I'm feeling very happy today.
I feel your happiness and it's infusing into my happiness.
Are you happy today?
I'm happy today. I haven't slept awesome this week.
Oh. Well,
and I don't. I kind of know why and I kind of don't. Mm. Like, we've been going to bed a little bit too late. I've been having caffeine a little bit too late. It's noon and I'm drinking a full coffee because now I'm in this thing where I'm tired. So then I
get a little extra boost and then you fuck yourself for the evening. Yeah.
So I need to reset sleep. I've gotten sleep, just not the level of sleep. So I'm not happy, but I'm not.
You're not your full 100. This is what we talked about on Patreon. When you're not full throttle, it's not the same. Like,
but
I was
you're happy right away.
Well, I don't know why. I've got a couple reasons, actually. One,
I don't know why. Let me tell you exactly why.
Well, no, because what I'm about to say. What? John and I had sex yesterday, which was great because it just like never happens. It never happens ever. We've never had sex before. It was the first time.
Wow. This is big.
So that was great. And I just feel like I told him today, I said, we got to get this on the calendar again. We used to calendar it.
Yeah.
And I know that that sounds very unsexy to a lot of people. Actually, this could be a thing that we riff on later, but because we're bringing a new segment for you guys later, Riff Raff. But I know that like scheduling.
I don't think it sounds that unsexy to people.
It's
who
just
have
like practical right now. Yeah.
I don't.
So
think
it used
that
to be
that way.
Calendared. Like we used to have it. But we were also religious about weekly date when we had one kid. Weekly date nights, like every Friday night, we had a same sitter. It was in her schedule, and then we would make sure we got that time. And then it's just like not happening anymore with, it just feels harder with two or maybe that they're older and like we want to hang out with them. I don't know, whatever. And then we don't really want to risk doing anything when they're home.
Right. Of
course. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we could just lock the door, but oh God, your mom listens to this. I won't have you answer that question. I have heard both and walked in on both of my parents at different times. My parents were divorced at different times and it's still in my memory. So I really don't want that to be in my kid's memory, you know, ever.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we did that. That was great. I actually got great sleep last night. I had a great workout session and I blasted Taylor Swift. And I actually think Taylor Swift is what took me over the edge. The tortured poets, the tortured poets department is like, I was feeling good. And now I'm,
Don't you think the album is so legendary?
So good. It's so good. John's like, this is slow. And I'm like,
listen to it. It's not.
It's not slow at all.
It's not. And I do strongly feel like the female experience to listening to this specific album is just not going to be the same if you're a man resonating with this album. For the, like,
probably
by and large, general category.
Because it's very emotional.
Men are able to relate.
Are going
to
relate
this as much.
I also think that because we know she's not in that sad place anymore, we can enjoy it more. I think it would be a different listening experience if she hadn't moved on and clearly become so happy.
Yeah.
I feel like it might be more painful to listen to, but now it's just like, oh, everybody's fine. And you can relate to different parts, or I can just appreciate the lyrics, but also the sound of it, you know, like this, like,
yeah,
like I'm going to get you back. I love that song, but the lyrics, I don't really care. They're kind of dumb lyrics, but the song, the production is fire. Anyway, I feel like that when I can put Taylor on Tortured Poets, it's so great now.
Yeah. So you're maximum level happiness right now.
I'm pretty max. And then after this, we're going to go get our first renderings of the backyard remodel.
Yes.
And then John and I are going to go out for like a lunch or something after that. Yeah.
Lovely.
So that, and you know, it's going to, yeah, it's, we're going into the weekend. You guys are listening on Tuesday, but we're recording this Friday, late afternoon. So yeah, I just think good things on the horizon.
Yes. The weekend is upon us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Fun.
Why do you think you're not sleeping very well?
Oh,
just because of the caffeine cycle you're in?
I have been always a light sleeper, but I feel especially like that's somehow increased or something this week. Oh. And so any sound is like waking me up.
So it feels like sleep with white noise?
Yes. And I have earplugs.
Okay.
And it's still.
Wow. Yeah.
So it feels like I'm a plane, like about to land for sleep, and then something,
and then boom,
and then I go right back up. And then if that happens enough times, then I get into this sort of fight or flight, feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like something happens, and I've kicked into like an awake gear that I don't want to be in. And so I feel bad for Chris because it's resulted in me like tossing, turning, him kind of getting light sleep as a result.
But he's a deep sleeper.
He is a deep sleeper. So, but I'm like sometimes sort of nudging him if he's like making sleep sounds.
Snoring,
I'm like waking
him
up.
Oh, you feel bad about that? So what?
I do.
No,
I do feel bad. And we have like a guest bedroom. So if this rarely happens, but it's happened a lot this week where I'm just like, oh, I'm going to go sleep in that bedroom so that I'm not keeping him up, so that he's done the same, like he's gotten up and gone. So then I'm just also not sleeping great because I'm like used to him being there,
right,
you're like that, and it's just I'm sleeping light. I'm just sleeping really light this week. I don't fully know why. I don't feel particularly stressed, but
how are the kids sleeping?
Great.
Oh, good.
Well, that shouldn't be a thing, but we're also going to bed too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get into like kind of funky patterns of that, where you're like, why are we, it's like 11 o'clock.
Oh, like, you guys, not the kids. Yeah. Our whole house. Well, the kids for us are going to bed a little later because it's summer, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember like just
it
those perks.
Lighter. Yes.
So I feel like we might need to go back to the earlier bedtime because Rev's been sleepwalking like almost every single night for the last week or so.
Wow.
And it's like night terrors. So she wakes up and nobody's there. You cannot interact with her. And sometimes she's hysterical, not hysterical, but sometimes she's like really crying.
Yeah.
And then sometimes she's just in a daze and she acts really strange. Like two nights ago, she came up and she just immediately went and picked up John's flip-flops and started walking around the house with his flip-flop. Like she came out of her room, picked up the flip-flops and was walking around. So then I go get her and, you know, and then last night she came out and she's like in a daze, nobody's there. And she just comes down and she lays on the couch next to John. She starts watching TMZ or whatever. But like when you talk to her, she doesn't interact with you. So usually it's like if she has to go to the bathroom, that wakes her up, but she's like out of it.
I feel like that would have been hard to figure out as a parent, like that she's sleepwalking because you're just like, go to bed, you know, but then when they're
when she doesn't interact, like she does not register anything.
Yeah.
So then you kind of are like, you're not here. She's sleeping. So I looked it up and it says that can be exacerbated by one, a new situation, like if you move or change schools and she did, you know, she's in summer camp now, school's out. So that could be it. But also lack of sleep. So I feel like maybe if we go to bed earlier, because they haven't been going to bed late, but it's been like 8:30.
Yeah.
Instead of 7:30.
Right.
So it's not like crazy, but like maybe it's compound. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. But if the kids are sleeping, you know, that's good.
Mm-hmm. They're sleeping. I just need total silence and I need to figure out if there's a better method for both of us, like me to drown out noise and for Chris, like not to snore or something.
Do you try, I have a couple things. I have this one brand, Focal, F-O-C-L. It's mushrooms, and they do have like some CBD stuff in them, and they have a sleep one that is incredible. And CBN, it's a non, so you know there's like CBD.
Yeah.
That's non-psychoactive. You just feel it in your body. THC is when you like feel it can be, you feel it in your brain. But CBN is a sleepy one. It's a different strain of the cannabis plant, and that makes you sleepy, but it's non-psychoactive. So this Focal, F-O-C-L, has like a deep rest or rest one or whatever. And I swear by CBN, and you know, take like 5 milligrams or something of it. And it's not melatonin, not habit forming, but it makes me very sleepy.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And I have a good sleep thing that normally works. I definitely want to try it. Like I take a sleep supplement. It might even be CBN. I don't know. Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah, they just sent me a sample of one because we get from Charlotte's Web, we get stuff for Roka, CBD for Roka. And they sent me in our last shipment a sample of their sleep one. And
it's great. That's the one
really
I use. Great.
That one's really intense. I think it's 15 intense. Milligrams of CBN.
That's what I'm taking.
Are you taking that? And it still is not working?
Yeah.
Or have you not been taking it?
I take it every night.
Oh.
I think this week is sort of a little bit of an anomaly.
Yeah.
Like there just must be some reason why, because normally this is not an issue. It's just been an issue this week.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Are you taking the pink? Is it pink? Is it a pink?
Yes.
Okay. That one has melatonin in it and it doesn't look like it has CBN. I'm looking at it right now, but they sent me the one that is Stay Asleep. I don't know if this is new or not, but it's Stay Asleep. It's in a blue container and that one has 20 milligrams of CBN.
I need fall asleep. Because once
this helps me. I mean, this is...
It's both?
Well, to me, it does. CBN makes me very tired. Yeah, I'm going to just send you the...
Text it to me now.
And melatonin free, which I like. I don't like to take melatonin every night because... Or even like a couple times a week, you know. All right.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'll tell you what I do want to take every day.
Yeah.
I want to eat good food that I don't have to work very hard for. The days are getting warmer. They're sunnier. We already know we did the summer draft. We love the long, sunny, longer days. I want to fuel up with good food without having, you know, prep or making a mess or shopping. So enter Factor. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this June and July with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. You can treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Enjoy this effortless support for your lifestyle. They have several different plans. I know you've been doing Factor ever since we first partnered with them like a year ago. I just recently finally was like, okay, because I was getting those meal kits, but I want something that's even easier. I love that this is 2 minutes. Just yesterday, I had the Indian butter chicken.
I love that one.
Oh my God, it's so good. The day before that, I had this deconstructed lasagna. And what I love is like all their pasta dishes, even those are all gluten-free. I haven't been able to have lasagna in a long time because of the gluten. So I had this deconstructed gluten. Today, I'll probably have the filet mignon. I did get like a garlicky filet mignon with broccoli or whatever. They're all so freaking delicious and easy and I'm a big fan.
I'm a huge fan too. Head to factormeals.com/withus50 and use code withus50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code withus50 at factormeals.com/withus50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
All right.
All right. We're going to get into the fun things, fun faves and our new segment. Mm-hmm. But right before we hit record, you said, while I listen to Tortured Poets, I get pissed sometimes, Call, about the ones that you have. And same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you said, if I were to do this today, it would be totally different.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like the draft would be totally different. So sometimes I'm literally in the car and I'm thinking about how angry I am that I don't, like a song will come on and be like, God, this is good. I'm like, fuck, I don't have it. This isn't mine. Yeah. I don't get this song. And I get real bitter about it. So yeah, I feel like it would change.
You have 5 songs that are yours no matter what right now. There's no call threat. You get top 5 mm-hmm. in your draft. What top 5 are you taking? Just 5.
Okay. I'm taking Down Bad, But Daddy, I Love Him. I'm Gonna Get You Back. Frick, this is hard. Maybe I'm taking those are my top 3. My
boy.
They're all so good. Okay. I think I'm gonna go The Prophecy is 4. And I really like Guilty as Sin and Fresh Out the Slammer. Those two are like tied. Or mm-hmm. freaking So Long London.
Yeah.
And then also, I don't even have a Travis one. God, what's my 5th?
Black Dog is still free agent too.
I know, Black Dog, except for, I think I might right now in this moment, which will change in a week, put Guilty as Sin as my 5.
There was someone, some publishing like agency, news agency, whatever, they were doing like the songs of the year so far for 2024. Mm-hmm. And they mm-hmm. put Guilty as Sin as one of the best songs in 2024.
So good. There's not a lot of songs about that like emotional cheating.
Yeah.
I don't feel it and done that well. Okay. What are your 5?
Very similar. Very similar. Okay. So Down Bad. I would definitely take that. But Daddy, I Love Him.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I wouldn't pick Daddy, I Love Him. It would still be My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
Okay, I do. That one actually is.
That's just like, it's a perfect pop song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would take.
Oh, instead of Guilty as Sin, I'm doing The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. I forgot about that one. That could really even be number 4. Okay. So anyway, Down Bad. My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
I'm Gonna Get You Back.
Mm-hmm.
Black Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And
your 5th. What's your 5th? I know.
You're going to think this is weird maybe, but I Look in People's Windows. That song, when I hear it, I just feel a swell in my heart of just.
Can you tell me what those lyrics mean? What does this mean? What is it about?
Well, I think art, this is art and everybody's interpretation is
but
different.
Your interpretation.
To me, it's that feeling of.
Candidate, politics.
Well, no, I just, there's no right or wrong. This is what I'm about to say is how it resonates with me.
Okay. But well, I feel like that's
it feels
without
to me
saying.
like the feeling that you have if someone is just outside of your reach who you, like a crush. A real intense crush, or you've broken up with someone and like you don't want that to be the outcome, or like you've lost someone, right? Mm-hmm. That feeling mm-hmm. of loss and this feeling of you're doing everything it takes to get back into that person's orbit, right?
Yeah.
So everything to try and get them to look at you, to try and get them to talk to you, to try and be with them, to be in the same place that you want, something that you had that is now gone. That's
who. What do you think that song's about? If you were to guess, if you were in Taylor's head, what do you think that song's about? Is it because she's just famous and like doesn't like she's too big for a lot of things or so, like she doesn't have a normal life?
No, I think it's about a specific person, probably a breakup, probably Maddie.
You think?
Maybe. I mean, if he ghosted her and he left, and it's this feeling of, where are you going to be? Can I be in that same place? Because maybe if you were to see me one more time, things would be different.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But the melodies in it, the production of that song is also just absolutely hauntingly beautiful.
Yeah. It's a good production.
It's one of the most beautiful songs I've
I don't relate to that one that much.
It's such a deep cut. It's such a deep cut.
I like spicy. You know, I like spice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like when she's angry at the breakups, like Smallest Man Who Ever Lived or My Boy Only Breaks His Paper, where she's like, you know, God, that one's too sweet and soft and heartbroken. I mean, I love the song, the lyrics I don't relate to because I'm not tenderly looking in people's windows. I'm a sobbing heap of shit on the floor crying, heartbroken.
Well, no, I think it's desperation.
Okay.
And maybe stalking a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. So I don't know if I've told this story here. I'm sure I have, but I'll say it again. In high school, I had a crush on this guy. His name was Greg Giddings. I don't remember his name. Everyone had a crush on him. He was the high school quarterback. I think he's a quarterback. My memory's fuzzy. And his dad was the high school football coach. And I remember my sister drove a purple Honda Civic. And I must not have had a car yet or something. So I was going to pick her up. I was driving her purple Honda Civic. And that's important because it's not like a black Honda. Everyone had Honda Civics are dime a dozen when we were in high school. But a purple one is a standout. You know, it's like, there's not a lot of those running around.
No.
So I was going to pick her up from her job. She worked at Safeway. And I had a couple minutes to spare. So I thought, let me just do a drive by Greg's house. So I'm driving down this road and all of a sudden, there's a car going nuts and it's like dark out-ish. It's probably like 7 o'clock at night or whatever, you know, and it's dark out and I'm on sort of a main-ish road. And so, but it's nowhere near the grocery store. Okay. And all of a sudden this car is like flashing its lights and going nuts. And then they pull around the side of me and it's Greg and his best friend, Nate. And he's like, hey, and I was like, oh my God. And thank God they stopped me because it was like a half mile from where I would have turned into his neighborhood on his street. Cause you just did this one turn and his house was right at the end of that street.
Oh my
gosh. That's not a cut through there. I don't know anyone else that lived in that neighborhood.
No business.
There would
being
be
there.
No business for me. And he would have seen me drive by his house and known I was a freaking looking in people's windows.
Yes.
Stalker. And instead he was all crazy. And then we pulled over and he's like, where are you going? I was like, oh, I was going to pick up my sister. And he's like, what were you doing over here? And I don't remember what I said, but I had to make up some line. And I thought,
whoa,
if there is a God, that was him.
Close.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Woo. Crisis averted. Yeah.
Crisis averted.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I was going to say, favorites? Do you have faves? Do we need
I have faves. I'll get to it. Okay. And some of this, this is like, I want to have this fave and this is a plea for help. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I canceled my Newly and I'm going to tell you why, because that was a fave.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah. I canceled my Newly. What I found happening, and Newly, for those of you who don't know, NUULY is like a clothes rental box. So it's a subscription. You're charged monthly and then you rent clothes and you can rent really nice things for things I would never buy.
Right.
You know, $300 coat. Yes, please. Uh-huh. You know, and you can wear the hell out of it and then send it back and then get a new thing. And it can be a really nice way for the environment. And then also for being able to wear things just I wouldn't buy, not consuming and buying everything. Right. But what I found happening was I would get clothes and if I was unhappy with them, I was kind of grumpy. Mm-hmm. That like, okay, it can cut the other way of now I'm paying the set monthly price and I'm not wearing most
the value is not there for me.
Right. And then the other thing is it was taking me far too long to curate a box because they have almost too many clothes on there to go through. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, I do like this and it's not in my size. Or what if I like this? Or this picture looks nice, but the ratings aren't there. The fit's not there. Like it just took me so long and it felt like I would have on my to-do list pick out my Newly box and then ship the other one back and it became this thing where I'm like, this is actually causing me like not stress, but it's annoying.
Taking time. It's like Factor meals are supposed to make our lives easier. I'm not painstakingly going, you know. So it's like that where it's something that's supposed to make your life easier and then instead it's like adding stress.
Yeah. So I have this trip coming up in July. I'm going to a wedding. We're flying to Boston for it. And I thought, how nice would it be to have a company like Newly where I could just give information to and say, hey, I'm going to Boston. I want, you know, something for the flight, something for a bar night, something for daytime cute loungy, and then obviously like wedding guest or whatever, like be specific.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have AI curate it. Cause like have AI go and shop the racks of all of these things and then bring to me. Cause with AI, things are going to change radically, right? And then I thought there's got to be something already like this. There just there has to be. So I've Googled it and there was like a lot of matches, but I haven't really like dug into it. And then I was watching Summer House and it was the launch of that company where she's like, imagine this. You take a picture of everything in your closet and then we serve you up style ideas. So then what if you combined all of that where it's like, okay, I have a digital inventory of my closet. AI can serve me up ways to like put together things I already have.
For different.
That saves me a lot of money.
Oh my God.
Then I can say, use what I've got. Plus I'm going to Boston and would be interested in a couple new ideas. And I can shop right from there. There's got to be things like this. So my plea is, this is my future favorite thing because I already know I would love something like this. If you're already using something like this and have a recommendation, can you put priority in all caps and send it to youcansipwithus@gmail.com? I will take on this expedition. I will create a digital inventory of all my clothes and like pioneer this for our listeners. We have to find something like this, right?
Did you look at Danielle's app?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because
I haven't either. I don't like anything Danielle. I don't want to support her. So I hope there's a different app out there. She bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah, that was sort of my limiter too. And then what I didn't hear is like, imagine our team of stylists. I'm like, well, that's probably a premium. I don't want a person that I have to pay a lot of money to.
I want a computer.
I want a robot in this scenario. Give me a robot.
Right.
A robot can should be able to do this. This is like how far AI is coming. Okay. Starbucks drink. I went and ordered our drink, which for those of you who don't know, here's the base. Here's the foundational base of the drink. You go to Starbucks, you pull in, you roll down your window. You say, I want a
First you get out of bed and you stretch your arms.
Out of bed, you brush your teeth.
You go to the bathroom because, you know.
Do a sun salutation and have your breakfast. Okay.
Right. Like, okay. So we've got that out of the way. Yeah. Then you get in your car.
Head to your local Starbucks.
Yeah. Pull up.
Wait in line.
You roll your window down. Don't forget about that part.
Glance at the menu out of like obligation because it's there in front of your face.
Memory.
But you're not really reading anything. Look at a couple pictures, but you know what to do. And here's what you do.
What you do. Yeah. Here's what
Excuse me. Hi. Hope you're having a great day.
Yeah.
I would like to order. Can I please order a double espresso on ice in a venti cup with extra ice? Light water, and then you add your cold foam on top. Okay. Yeah. So you pick your cold foam. Now, the premium that we've never been able to beat, and this does not beat it, but it's good. Ooh. The premium is the pumpkin cold foam.
Cold foam.
That with cinnamon on top. That is a key piece. The cinnamon on top. That's a key piece. And that's when that comes in the fall, watch out. I'm getting that every day.
No.
Yeah. Like it is.
We're going to have to get a second job. But
the
we'll
best
do it.
Drink, that espresso with the pumpkin combo. And the nice thing too is normally a drink like this, like I feel like it, the value of it feels like a $7 drink, but it's actually a $5 drink. Okay. So what I ordered was our baseline, I said.
Yep.
Double iced espresso, extra ice, venti cup, light water. And then I got the chocolate cream cold foam.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither. I added chocolate cream cold foam with cinnamon on top.
See, the cinnamon is a crucial.
Crucial.
Okay.
And
okay.
It is not super sweet. The chocolate is, how do I put it? Like
mild?
Mild, creamy. Not dry, but it's almost like, you know how cacao, like you have like dark chocolate and it's not, you know, it's kind of like, oh, am I tasting chocolate? But the way it weaves in with the espresso is nice. It's a nice combo. And I thought the cinnamon was quite nice and I would definitely reorder it. And I haven't had our drink for a long time because I haven't been super wowed by any of the cold foams. And this is a nice one.
Are you a chocolate girl?
I am. So that's also another thing is
because I'm not a chocolate girl. Yeah. So I don't know. I never would pick a chocolate thing. But when you say that, it's not like when you're like, am I tasting chocolate?
Yeah.
Makes me think maybe I could do it, but I'm not.
It's not
I will
super
never
rich.
Pick.
Okay. It's not super rich.
Okay.
And so when you taste it, it's not like, oh, I'm drinking a chocolate thing.
Right.
And and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah.
So the flavor is kind of unique and it's nice with the espresso and the cinnamon makes it feel elevated.
Yeah.
Another fave. I got Botox last week for the
first time
in forever. Because I used to get it. I got it in my 20s. We had a friend who recommended. She's like worked for Botox, right? And she was or whatever. And she was like, do it in your 20s for preventative, like, but do it really light. And so I think we were all just doing it to do it.
Right.
But I did like the way it felt. And then obviously when you're pregnant, breastfeeding and stuff, that is off limits.
Yep.
And I haven't gotten it since, I mean, Ellie and I were breastfeeding for like 15 months and then I just didn't even think about it. And I went and got it last week. And let me tell you what, the difference that I feel in my eyes just being open is incredible.
Where did you get it? Where did you get it?
So around your eyes? I got 40 units.
Yeah.
Forehead, above the eyebrows.
To kind of lift.
Yeah, just like the eyes and forehead, basically. And then the
11s.
Oh. And it feels, and I'm just... It's amazing. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, oh, I just, the lift
I feel,
especially in my eyes, because that stuff starts to get heavier.
Yeah. It starts to sag, droop. Uh-huh.
Oh,
it
does. And to lift that droop feels so, so nice. I went to a great place in Lake Oswego that I really like. She was great. Amelie, for those of you, if you want a recommendation, but the price per unit was definitely not what, I mean, obviously it's gone up a lot since in our 20s. We were paying like $11 a unit or $10 a unit even.
I think, even 12.
15. So it was like $600, which is
That's what you were paying, 15?
That's what I just paid.
So it's gone. I thought you said
it's gone up even because I got it after Ben.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, 15
only like once or twice in between Ben and Ellie, but it felt like, God, gut punch. And they say to go in every 3 months. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to like see how long it lasts, like stretch it like six. Right. So I'm like, okay, well, if I'm not getting it, if I do it 2 times a year instead of 3, but I really like the way it feels. And it's just, it's made me so happy in the last week to just bing. Cause you don't realize how heavy it is until it's not.
Yeah.
You know,
I know. I remember, I mean, I get it more regularly than you do or have been or
what's
whatever.
What's your price per unit?
Well, I have this girl that comes to my house and she has a pretty, I think she's like $12 a unit, but she also has this, there's some, it's called ALLE, like Ally is some like loyalty thing, like med spa thing that you can like sign up for. And so if you go to other med spas or whatever, you put your thing in and you'll get points. So a lot of times they're running sales and stuff. And so I get, I think 30 units between my, I haven't ever done any, I asked her last time, I was like, do you think I should get any around the eyes? And she's like, no, not yet. So I just do like four, I think it's like 16 along the top of my forehead and then the rest is in here in my 11s. And I feel like it's always under 200.
Whoa.
I think. Yeah. I don't know. Let me check. I'll check my Venmo.
What?
Because that's how I pay her.
So if you are in like the Portland greater area and you have a hookup for me or just recommendation, not a hookup, just a recommendation for good, reputable, knows where to put the Botox, but like not that crazy of pricing, that would be great. Oh.
Okay, it was $250 on February 20th.
So that's $8 a unit. If you got 30 units,
$8.33.
That's $250, crazy.
$240, $240, $220. One time it was $330. I think that might have been when I got my, I got a lip flip one time too, but I didn't like it. Yeah, so it looks like it's always between like $220 and $250. And I, anyway. Yeah. So next time, if you come down here, actually when she did it last time, I think the last time I had it was, it looked like that payment was in February.
I feel.
Yeah, February. And I had, my stepmom was in town, so she just did some for her too.
Next time I'm there, that needs, I definitely need
we'll
to do that.
We'll just get her. Yeah,
would love a recommendation from anyone Oregon based.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is this place that I went to was cheaper than the other places I was calling around to.
Oh, yeah.
crazy.
You need to get on maybe some like spa, med spa, distro, like their newsletter list or something. I have a few that I've used around the valley down here. And so I see they randomly will run specials on things like on lips or Botox or facial or whatever. And I don't participate in a lot of it, but that way you could see, oh, I need it. And so they're having a sale. I'll go over there.
I get weary about med spas for the most part, like the other services. Like I've just heard so many stories.
Like facials and stuff or what? No, about what do med spas do?
What do med spas do?
Yeah. Like, what are you weary? I don't think I've ever done anything except Botox and a lip flip.
Yeah.
I have my lips done one time.
But. I've heard some things about vampire facials and like pretty much med spas that probably aren't as reputable or licensed or whatever, but like spread of disease because it's like, blood.
They're not clean.
And yeah. And then
gross.
The other thing is like people getting seriously effed up by this cool sculpting and stuff. There's stories about that.
Oh. And what is that? How does it F them up?
And maybe it's just my Twitter algorithm. Wow. Yeah. There's looks like a lawsuit.
Ooh.
Like there's this quote. I just Googled it, but someone, it's like botched cool sculpting and people like there was this anyway, people saying it's the worst decision of their life and like negative effects of like their body, like things going wrong. Yeah.
I've also never heard anybody do something like that and been like, oh, I love it. These are great results.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I saw this girl on TikTok a couple weeks ago and she's like, I have to tell my story. She's like, I got LASIK eye surgery and it ruined my life. And, you know, she's crying and sobbing and all of these things. And I go to her page. I'm like, what's going on? Try to find out what happened. And she's like here to tell her story. And she's like, I had nerve damage. I wish I would have known. And I'm like, some stories don't need to be told. You're just fear mongering because it's like how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of people have had LASIK? If they said to you, it's a risk, most of us, any procedures we ever do, they're like, there's a risk. And you're like, okay, I'm willing to take the risk. Like it's a very small percentage of chance that you're going to get this thing. And she's like trying to spread this knowledge that this could happen. And it's like, well, that was a fluke. And now you're just making people afraid. Everyone's already afraid. I was terrified to get LASIK because they're messing with your eyeballs. That's scary.
Right.
But that's such a minute amount of people. Like that story does not need to be told. I feel like she's doing it. And all of her videos are her crying because they like hook people. And then she's trying to get you know, the word Instagram famous, even though she's on TikTok. But I'm just like, I don't think that people need to know this. This is not happening frequently enough that everyone's having. I mean, I feel bad for you. That sounds like her eyes are incredibly painful now. There's like nerve things or whatever, but that's confined to you. We don't need to be spreading the whatever. Anyway, all that to say, I also don't feel like, have you ever heard of anybody saying, oh, I did cool sculpting or whatever these things are called. And they're like, I love it.
Right.
I never heard any, what's the point of ever doing anything like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe people just don't talk about it. Anyway, whatever.
No. Okay. Last couple faves. I talked about how a Zayn, Z-A-Y-N song came up in my playlist the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, who's this? And I went to look and I was baffled that it was Zayn because I've never enjoyed, like, I just haven't, like, not that I have never enjoyed him, just like never really like seeked him out, right?
Yeah.
But the song that I heard is Alienated. And it's very, very, very good. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Okay. Last thing that I'll share, and this is also just a recommendation I'm passing along, but I will have a full review soon. So we've talked about on Patreon, like, and by the way, you guys, Patreon is where we drop our Friday episodes. We talk about everything over there, patreon.com/youcansipwithus. So we've talked a lot about over there how it seems like our cycles, our menstrual cycles, as we get deeper into our 30s, are knocking on the door of 40, are feeling like, especially the week before, a little more intense. And we asked for recommendations on Patreon. Some people recommended like progesterone.
Oh,
support and things like that. So I actually talked to my doctor about it and I was like, hey, I'm just feeling like I'm getting a little more bluesy, sensitive, and it feels a little more strong than it ever has before, but I don't feel it throughout my cycle. So I'm not quite sure what to do, but I just want to talk about it and see if there might be anything. And she recommended, this was formulated in Oregon. So this is a local doctor, a naturopathic physician. And she said that she's been recommending these to her. My doctor's been recommending this to her patients, and they've raved about it and how much it can help regulate and support your hormones. So it's Vitanica, V-I-T-A-N-I-C-A. You can buy directly from their website, and it's called Fem Rebalance, F-E-M Rebalance. And it's an herbal formula, female hormone support. And she says her patients swear by this.
Wow.
So I've started it, and I will let you all know. Like, I haven't, like, I'm like day one. So I'll let you all know. She said you'll know within the first two cycles.
And you had to get it direct from them? Like,
yeah.
We can't buy things. That should be a rant. I mean,
it might be on Amazon. I didn't
That's the
try.
Thing, right? But I was just going to say, when it's not on Amazon, it's like not fun to buy. But I feel like I also don't want to give, you know, it's a conglomerate. Whatever. Yeah. Kate, tell me that it's Fem Vital.
Fem Rebalance.
Okay.
And the brand is Vitanica.
Oh, Vitanica. Oh, I see it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's right here. It is on Amazon. How much did you pay? Okay.
I don't remember.
This one, it's $28.75 on Amazon.
Probably about that. Okay. Yeah.
I've seen this brand too.
Yeah, I think it's kind of big. And it's, I think it's actually like right in the same town that I live in. Is that the doctor lives here too. Yeah. So extremely local. I should have just figured out, hey, can I just like buy these from your house? But that's probably not how it works.
Can I buy these from your house?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to.
But she said that it's like, this is a legit doctor and they've like done a lot of research on the things that can really. Okay. So the description, Fem Rebalance promotes hormonal balance and is particularly useful after discontinuing oral contraceptives, after miscarriage, after finishing nursing, and during perimenopause to ease the transition into menopause, can be taken 1 to 3 months or longer as needed. And it's 2 capsules a day.
Okay.
So
yeah, I just added it to my cart, but I want you to tell me how you like it.
Yep.
I'm on 100,000 supplements already, but I do not like what's happening when I get closer to my cycle.
I take magnesium, vitamin D, my probiotic, and then I'm adding this. I keep it pretty light. But all that is to say I have a good like baseline. I have a good baseline, so I'll know if this is the difference maker, right? And I'll let you know.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're about halfway through the year, you know, give or take a little bit. And when the year goes by so fast, it's important to take a moment and think about where have we gone? Where do we want to go? Celebrate our wins, but really take stock, right? And let's set some achievable goals for the next 6 months. Therapy can help you with this and a lot of other things as well. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And that's huge, right? Like, let's remove some roadblocks to being able to talk to someone and getting any kind of help we need or working on the things within ourselves that we want to work on. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that's also huge, right? Like, you should be able to find someone that you really feel like you connect with and that's going to be able to help you figure things out. There have been a couple of moments in my life where therapy has really, really made the difference for me. And feeling like I have a partner and someone who can help me lift myself out of my situation and figure some things out, right? It's been so positive, like not only during therapy, but learning some of the skills that I've been able to take with me, you know, in my journey, in my life journey. And it's really empowered me to be the best version of myself.
Take a moment, visit betterhelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, H-E-L-P, help.com/sip.
Ding, 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 ding. Let's keep it rolling.
Okay, so we had an idea, actually from someone that sent it in to us, a listener, which we love. We love
do love that.
When you guys write the show for us. It's so great. But It was, she listens to a podcast and she said they have a thing called like three things segment where they bring three things to just kind of talk about and hash out. And it's not a full episode, but we don't know what to call it. I was thinking riff and riffraff or like, yeah, you know, the thing about it, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, so I have a couple things that we could talk about today. The first one is if you could be, I think I am a reality show girl. I don't really like watching pretty much any other TV. We started watching Sugar though. Have you watched Sugar?
No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Give me more. It's on Netflix. There's a lot of moving parts. So I don't actually know everything that's going on, but it's a private investigator who finds people that go missing. And there's all these, like, they're showing us things that are going on, but not, they're like, you know, be careful. And are you sure you can do this? And like, he's having some physical pain symptoms. And so we don't know what all is happening. Right. So it's like a mystery kind of thing. But it's very good. It's with, what's that guy's name? He's very dark. Colin Farrell? Is that a person?
Used to date Britney Spears or like infamously had a night out with Britney Spears.
He's like a bad boy kind of.
Yeah.
I think that's him. So we have been watching that and that's pretty good. Oh yeah, that's him. Irish actor, Colin Farrell. Yes, that's him. Okay. But aside from that reality show, my question to you is, one, I guess, would you ever go on a reality show? And really, two, what reality show would you go on?
It would be, I think a reality show environment for me would be really stressful.
Mm-hmm. How come?
I'm thinking specifically of Survivor, which I've thought about often, of what would I be like on Survivor?
Yeah.
And the paranoia of not being able to trust people and wondering what's really going on and am I about to be taken out and why are they going out looking for coconuts, but what are they really talking about? Mm-hmm. I don't love that feeling of whispers in the night all of the time. Yeah. That would be stressful. I also think about The Bachelor, Bachelorette and how I would not want to be I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want anything to do with that. Posturing myself to be like picked or chosen. Or, you know, like the most beautiful rose. Like, no. Yeah. I do have an interest in going on a show like The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Who do you think you could do Amazing Race with? Chris?
You, Chris.
Do you think we'd get out of it alive? Still friends?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I hope so.
I think
we definitely have different skill sets that would complement each other well.
Yeah. I think it'd be great TV.
It would be good TV, but I am aggressive and you're not. And I could imagine if we're under pressure and I'm like pissed off or angry that wouldn't go well with your.
No, it wouldn't. There wouldn't be pretty.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But I think it would be great TV.
I think we could win. Yeah. I actually think we could.
We could win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think Amazing Race, that kind of competition.
Yeah.
Where it's not a personality competition. Yes. It's not something you take personal. It's like, did you run the fastest or did you figure out this puzzle the fastest?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Survivor and The Bachelor.
We're doing a lot of training. Like,
way
for that.
Too mental.
With New York Times connections and
brain games.
We do the brain games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing Race would be cool. I would never want to do like a trivia, like win money show, like The Floor or Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
I would not want to do something like that. I feel like I don't think well under pressure.
Okay.
Under a clock or with an audience.
But what like do you not happening on the Amazing Race.
No, but with knowledge. With like, I think it's different of like moving your body or figuring something out versus.
And you've
like,
done a lot of international travel, so you do well.
Yeah.
I've not done like.
But I feel like answer questions, that's where my mind goes blank. When it's like, go to that car and drive to the next checkpoint, I'm like, yes, I can move.
Okay, I can do that.
Forward motion. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, Amazing Race came to mind for me. But I also feel like I would do well on Survivor, except that I am at this point in my life quite high maintenance and camping.
That would be great TV.
Would be really hard for me. Camping for 30 days or whatever it is. And bug bites. Mm-hmm. Bug bites kind of ruin my time.
Can we nominate you for Survivor?
Oh my God.
Can we petition this?
I'm so in my head about, like, I'm such an analyzer of people's brains. I think I'd be very good at the social game. I think I
would.
Can
we do this?
Yeah. But it would be very hard for me to give up, like, a bed.
Jeff
comfort,
calls you next
showers.
Week. Are you going?
I mean, if I was given the opportunity, I would go. I'm not saying no to that. Of course I'm going. I just don't think, I don't know that I would be able to last the whole time because I think I'm not competitive enough to be that uncomfortable. You know, like I don't want to be sleeping on bamboo rods or being eaten alive or have bugs crawling around me and sand on my body 24 hours a day for 30 days. I don't want any of that.
All I can think about is how we need to get you there.
Well, make it happen.
And record that.
I also feel like I would do really well on Summer House.
Yeah.
I would love to be in... What I really want is to be friends with Paige.
Yeah.
That's why I would go on. And Kyle. I want to be friends with Paige and Kyle. And I bet it would be, actually, I was going to say maybe it would be Kyle and me late night partying, but he stays up till 3 a.m. and I like to be in bed by 10.
You know,
I'm a day
that.
Drinker.
He's in his 40s.
He's 40 something. Yeah. I don't know how he does, but he's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I would love to vibe with him.
Yeah.
And I think I'd like Amanda a lot too, his wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a little more quiet, but
I think she's really funny.
And mm-hmm. I like a dry sense of humor. West, great.
Yeah.
Great. Sierra also, apparently, if Paige likes her and Amanda likes her, she's got to be good, but she's real snooze fest to me. She's boreballs, but I'd like
favorite.
To give her. Paige is
Chris
the
and I were
man.
Just talking about that last night.
Mm-hmm. She's yep. so good. Yeah, she's just quick-witted. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I feel like I would do that reality show. No dating shows. Absolutely not. I would do game shows. I think I would do a game show.
Yeah.
But what they did say, they do say that it is way harder when you're up there
yeah.
trying to do the answers than when you're like just at home watching
just
like
it.
Being
no put
pressure.
On the spot when yeah. like it matters.
Yeah.
People just... Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen? What?
Did you see yesterday that this was not one of my topics, but it should have been. Did you see yesterday that the Chiefs had their ring ceremony?
Yes.
Okay.
And did you see Taylor was on like commenting on
someone's
was,
live?
Someone's
I
live.
I think it's the wife of, I feel like I put some things together. Do you remember the picture? It was like when they first, it was like maybe the first couple of weeks they came out, like after this, she came to the first game. There was a couple and it was Taylor and Travis and one of Travis's teammates and his wife or girlfriend. And I think it was that girlfriend's live that Taylor was commenting on. And she had several comments. Apparently it was like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
in Liverpool and she had finished her show. And I just thought she was like, love you guys, you know, like so cute. And then she said someone's name and she goes, and we get another year with
Mercula or
McColl. And I thought, oh, that's cute. She knows. She knows he was just re-signed or whatever.
Yes.
And I think that it might've been McColl's wife, girlfriend.
Okay.
I think it might've been her live. Is my understanding. But I just thought that was freaking adorable.
It made me think of two things. One, mm-hmm. yes, she's adorable and clearly is part of that community and loves yeah. that community, mm-hmm. the Chiefs mm-hmm. players and their significant others and their families. They all yeah. seem very tight knit. And she's part of that. And mm-hmm. That's so cool. I'm so happy for her that she has like a family in that sense with them.
Yes. Yes.
But it also made me think, man, she probably really wanted to be there. If she's staying up that late, she probably was like not heartbroken, but just like really wanted to be there. Probably wish she could have been there in person. And then it made me think about that concert that she had just finished was the 100th concert.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how the Eras Tour is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. And it made me feel happy for her that she's mm-hmm. going to be able to do those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Be like, there with Travis at all things. The things. Yeah.
Yes. Because mm-hmm. that's what she wants to do.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are giving her a lot of credit for staying up so late. I think our girl is a night owl, one. Yeah. But she's also said that after her shows, she has so much adrenaline, it's very hard for her to go to bed. Like it yeah. takes her several hours to come down from that. So my guess is when she's performing, she's like up and maybe 3 is stretching it. Maybe she yeah. would like go to bed at 2, but the show ends at 11 or something right. like that.
Late by the time you get right. out of there.
So then you need a couple hours. You got to shower, eat, whatever. Get home. You got to wait for the traffic. I don't know what she's probably doing every, like, I don't know how quickly she leaves the stadium after that. Cause remember it was such a freaking yeah. cluster. Although they probably have a, you know,
yeah.
easy access out point, whatever. But I feel like maybe she would go to bed at 2 and she stayed up a little extra. But I also just feel like our girl's a night girl, a yeah, night owl.
I think you're right.
You know? But I just thought that was amazing. And I had the same thought of like, yeah. because I see Britney at everything, mm-hmm. every event that, and you know, and right now the Dallas Mavericks are in the NBA finals. And so the two Mahomes are courtside at like all the games. And because he's from Dallas. And I just thought, you see Travis doing all this solo stuff mm-hmm. and he probably wants Taylor there.
Of course.
And she wants to be there.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. My last, well, I had a couple more, but I wanted to, this might be something that I'll leave you with and then you have to think about. I saw a TikTok and this girl said, I'm really good at conversation starters. And she's like, it's something I'm like very passionate about. So I have these questions on standby for when I'm like in a new situation and I want to get to know people, whatever. And she's like, I'm not asking them what they're doing and, you know, where they're from. She's like, I'm asking them questions. And I just listened to her first question and then I saved it so that we could bring it to the pod. But her first question was, what was the town scandal when you were in high school, elementary school, middle school? Like when you were growing up, what was the town scandal? What was the big, what was everyone talking about? You might have to think about it. I can tell you mine. Yeah. And then next week you could bring yours as a hangover unless okay. something pops up right now for you.
Okay.
Okay. So this was in elementary school and it was the Whitehead family. They lived on my same street. And one day, I don't actually know everything that happened because I think I was in like third grade. But they lived on our street. We never played with those kids. I don't know. But I mean, they probably did play with people. But I never played with them. They had 5 kids and one day something happened, like one of the little boys had bruises on him or something and he got sent home and then the dad got arrested for, I think it was like hitting him with a belt. Ooh. But this dad was a military guy, I think, if I'm getting these facts. So it was all over the news. And then I remember he got like let go or acquitted or something. I don't know what happened. But all the news trucks were on our neighborhood awaiting his return. And so all the neighborhood kids, I lived on the best street growing up. It was a little cul-de-sac. And we all made this huge sign that said like, welcome home, Whiteheads. I never said a word to this family my whole life, but damn if I wasn't going to be on the news. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we have this big old sign. We give it to them and welcome them home. But I remember for like 3 days, that was a big hubaloo, hullabub, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly
remember,
what happened.
This was in the 90s. I just had to Google the year. The murders of the 2 girls in Oregon and Oregon City.
Yes. I do remember that, like vaguely, now that you say that.
Yeah. So it was Ashley and Miranda. And the murderer was Ward Weaver. And it was, okay, so it was Ashley was 12 years old and disappeared on her way to meet the school bus. And this was like down the street from where we lived. This was like 5-minute drive.
Oh my God.
Not down the street, but like 5-minute drive.
Yeah, but 5-minute drive is.
And so
close.
I remember this, like the girls were missing for a long time. And this happened, what was the year? Oh, it was 2002.
Okay, yeah. So junior, senior year, yeah.
Yeah, I was 17. And I remember like us going, there was like memorials set up and like all this stuff. Like they were missing for so long and then it was discovered that they were murdered. And it was just, I mean, talk about like, it was wild. it was wild. Like we took flowers and like walked around and it was
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I just remember that being a thing of like, whoa, really? Like, you know, at 17, really bad things can happen, but like really bad things can happen. And that was crazy. And then I also remember a teacher and a student like the hooking up and that being a
big thing. Oh, I do remember that.
And that, and then I was talking to some friends about this, like not too long ago. And every single person had a story about a teacher and a student thing happening. And I'm like, whoa.
I didn't have it like close to me. It wasn't like anyone I knew. I don't think at school or anything.
Yeah. But this was a friend in my grade, not a friend, but like someone I knew in my grade. And it was a
girl or boy?
Girl. Was the student.
With a male teacher?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do you know how they got exposed, found out about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It blew wide open. Everybody knew
about like,
it.
But, like, how did they know about it? Do we know?
How did we know? How did they get exposed?
Like, did she tell, you know, do you remember the details?
I don't remember those details, but I remember that was, like,
did he go to jail?
Big deal.
He probably did.
He got fired and I don't remember I don't know what.
Maybe you don't go to jail if you don't go all the way.
I don't know.
Then you're just creepy. I don't know. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
No. Well, here's what you've been missing on another round.
Eras tour in Edinburgh. How do you say that?
Yeah, the last week. I don't know.
Those looked miserable.
Well, was it really, really cold?
Yeah.
I mean, people are dropping by hypothermia.
Did you see the little clip where they take off the big jacket that she was wearing and she's like, I want that back. TMZ, there was like, look at all of Taylor's snot that is coming out of her because it was, and like, look at her rubbing it
away. Why is TMZ so deplorable?
And it's also like,
fuck off. They'll just do anything for a story.
Oh, she's an actual human. She has snot. Get over it. When's the last time we picked apart an athlete playing in the freezing cold and they had snot?
Yeah, right.
We haven't.
Yeah, they have helmets because maybe. I don't know. Whatever. But
annoying. I get defensive.
Sign up now at patreon.com/youcansipwithus.
Let's bring it home with a little rant.
And rave.
My rant is quick, but you have ranted about this before, but this happened to me last week. I had a doctor's appointment that I booked 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And it was like my like annual thing that I like had to go do. And it was for 2 o'clock. And I planned my day around it, as you do with any sort of thing, where it's like, okay, I have this thing, so I'm not going to book it. You know, you're just mapping things around it.
Right.
And then I, like, was doing things all the way up until the point, but I made sure to leave on time. Like, I don't think, there were a couple things I didn't get to do because I was leaving on time to get there. And I got there, they said, get here 15 minutes early because we have some things we'll need to do and update your insurance, all these things. So I did my part. I got there at 1:45. I started doing the things. Guess what time they saw me at?
2:30.
3 o'clock.
You stayed that long? I wouldn't stay that long.
I was fuming and I don't go mad. I don't go like red hot that often.
Yeah.
And I was texting Chris. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Don't reply to any of these. I just have this anger and I don't know where to put it. And I need to like text it out. And I just was fuming.
Did you tell them? Did you like check at the front desk? Did you like?
Oh yeah. I said, you know, and I did ask, I said, hey,
my God,
next time, or like, do you guys not call people? Like, if you've been running behind they're like, we're so sorry, we're running behind. And I'm like,
then call people.
I totally get it. Like, I get it. I get that things happen, especially if you're caring. Who knows what came up in these doctor's days?
Yes.
And I'm not the most important thing. And I totally get that.
Yes.
But like, if you are running an hour behind all day, do those doctors not have like the right support with their team to just like, hey, let people know we're going to have to reschedule you or go ahead and come in like 30 minutes later or 45 minutes later. Like, it's just frustrating. It's so
I also feel like it's disrespectful because I'm like, that to me, what they're saying is my time is more valuable than yours. Because yes. if you were to show up an hour late to your appointment, they'd be like, oh, your appointment was an hour ago. We're not going to see you today. Right. Yes. Like it doesn't go both ways where you can just show up whenever you want.
Yeah.
So it to me, it's like, oh, these doctors are so important. And yes, they are. I'm so grateful for doctors. But your time is not more valuable than mine.
Yes.
And so, yeah, the heads up would be nice. And then if they said, oh, we won't be able to see you till 3, you could say, okay, well, let's reschedule. Or you could say, okay, I'll get some other things done and then I'll come or whatever, right?
Yes.
I do feel like that. I don't like that it is not common practice to call the patients that are coming and let them know that you're
just
running late.
Let us know.
It's like, very frustrating.
It was like a 20-minute drive there. And then because of the time I ended up leaving, the traffic was really bad and I had to like go pick up kids from school. So anyway, mm-hmm. very frustrating. That what's your rant?
So I got my ears pierced 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I really want like decked out ears, but my body seems to reject piercings. It just really? Does not yeah. like it. It's very
That's
sensitive.
Right. You've mentioned this before.
Yeah. And so I did, you know, my second and third hole. Well, I did the second holes like 2 years ago and one didn't heal. So I took them out, but this one ear was still open. So on one ear, I have 4 holes. And then on the other, I have 3. But it's been 2 months of cleaning 2 times a day with salt water. And they're still like oozing and bloody and super sore. And so I feel, I would have taken them out forever ago, but I don't know how, these are flat back earrings and I don't know how to take them out. And they're so sore that I don't want to be like messing ripping. Around with yeah. my, you know, so I need to go in and probably have her either do a different kind of metal or just remove them all together. I don't know. But I'm so frustrated because I love when people have a ton of earrings in their ears. I just think it looks so cool. And I want that for me and my ears, but I can't.
That like infection type that you get in your ears. I got my cartilage pierced however long ago, years, decades ago at this point. And it never worked out for me. It was always just painful.
Yes.
And just kind of gross in the back.
Yep.
And I just let it. I took it all out and let it heal. And I still have a bump to this day.
Me too. And I have a black spot inside my ear from maybe the jewelry or something. It's like a dark spot from where the jewelry was.
And that's a piercing. That one hurt.
Yeah.
I'm like,
apparently the cartilage ones take like a year to heal.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, lobes are so easy. And I'm like, well, my lobes are not easy.
Yeah.
My lobes are bitches. My lobes are high maintenance, just like every other part of me.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. God.
So that's
frustrating.
Frustrating. Mm-hmm. My rave, Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And I'm not going to share a bunch of details here, but what I will say is that I hinted on Patreon and here that especially like April and part of May, I was like in a super low place and there's a lot of things surrounding that. But I will say like high level, my dad's been going through some health stuff and we're still like in the midst of like figuring some things out. And my dad is really awesome. And like seeing him like go through this stuff, it's just like been really cool to just, I'm in awe of him and like just his spirit and his warmth and his bravery and like the way he always seems to be just like a lightness in this world. My rave's about my dad. That's it. So,
Jer.
Yep. Yeah. And we're going to be fine. He's like, it's all going to be fine, but love you, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your rave?
Well, I feel like I shouldn't do a rave, but my rave is, you know, when there's like a really, really funny thing that happens and you're laughing and it's so fun. I mean, you got tears in your eyes, you're hunched over, whatever. And then later you recall that memory and it makes you laugh out loud again.
Yes. I love that.
Those kinds of memories. I was on this girls trip last weekend and there was something that happened. I can tell the story, but I just don't think it's going to be that funny if you weren't there. But so we'd been like, we did a pool party that day, kind of drinking all day. We went out to dinner And she has a golf cart. It's on the house that we were at was like on a golf property. So she has a golf cart. We take it to the clubhouse. We have dinner and then we're driving home. But when we drive home, it's blackout. It's dark out, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this car doesn't have headlights. What do you mean there's no headlights on the golf cart? And Erica, who owns it, she was like, well, I'm sorry, my golf cart doesn't have headlights. And so that there's two girls that are driving it. And we're like, shit, okay. You cannot see any. There's no streetlights anywhere. And it's trees. We're up in the forest. There's no, like, you can't see anything. So there's two people in the front seat. There's the one that's driving and it's not the owner of the golf cart. Her and I were indisposed. And then the other girl's best friend, she's like, pull out your cell phones. So we're holding our cell phones out in front. You know, she's got two. They're driving slower than a snail to try to write. And it's like, she's just holding it like on the side of just to see where the road is. So we've got all the flashlights are going. And then I was like, this is insane. How is it possible that a motorized vehicle doesn't have headlights? And so someone had their phone and they Googled it. And it says like, yes, golf carts have headlights. Like they're usually on the wiper area or the dash or whatever. And Erica, so she stops the car. Erica, the owner of the, she goes, let me just check and see. She gets out. She looks, she goes, well, there's headlights. So then we get back in and the girl, then she turns them on. The girl that's driving the vehicle, she turns them on and we go, oh, where were they? And she turns around. She goes, where they are in every fucking vehicle you've ever driven. And it was so funny because we drove for like 10, 15 minutes using our iPhone flashlights in the pitch black on a windy road. And then she's like, it was so funny the way that she said, where they are in every vehicle you've ever fucking driven, you know, because they're just right there on the little, by the steering wheel.
Oh, and so then we laughed
our asses off. And then I woke up in the middle of the night and had to pee. And I thought about that moment and I started laughing out loud again at that moment.
God, that's good.
And I just love those recall memories where it is just, whoo. It was, So anyway,
so
specifically
good.
That story, but anytime that those laughs come up, you know, after the fact. All right. That was a good episode.
Good one. Perfect one. Okay. We love
you guys.
Sip with us always, damn it.
And we will see you. Next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. Cargurus.com.